all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. A lot of ridiculous reasons why people call 911. We see these all the time. But when you call 911 and you keep asking them, how do you get a divorce from your husband?
Oh, man.
That's all I need to know about you.
I mean, you get a free consult from us attorneys, right? She must have follow-up questions. That's
from
what it
us
is.
Us attorneys?
Right, right. From most attorneys, right?
Yeah.
Did I say us? I'm sorry, it's early.
Yeah. She repeatedly called and texted 911.
Right.
Asking how she gets a divorce. Now, here's the thing.
Same question or follow-up questions?
No,
more in depth.
No. I don't think the 911 operator told her.
Okay.
I think she probably just said, no, I'm sorry, you can't call this number for advice on how to get a divorce.
Okay.
This is the alarming part. I clicked on her mugshot.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think she looks like?
I have no idea. I mean, crazy hair.
Right.
You always think of the person that's in the house has got crazy hair, right?
They're disheveled. Yes. When somebody calls 911 for something crazy, you assume that their hair is disheveled.
Yes,
this is a lovely-looking, completely-looking woman.
Okay.
And all I
She's put together is what you're saying.
Very put together.
Seems
like,
normal.
Her mugshot is almost like a Facebook profile pic.
Oh, that's nice.
And all I kept thinking was, these are the ones you got to be afraid of.
The sleeper cells.
Sometimes.
The ones amongst us that look like normal people, but they're not actually normal people.
She keeps calling 911 asking for divorce information.
Yeah, sometimes you got to make note of these little things, right? Because these will be the red flags down the way.
They got the speckle of crazy in their eye, but you're not 100% sure, right. You know, because they look normal.
You can't
otherwise
quite lock people up just for that at this point, man. The disheveled hair would go a long way to making that happen.
Here's what you can get arrested for. Calling 911 asking for divorce advice, and she was arrested.
Right.
That's
right.
All I need to know about you.
Well, right. Don't waste people's time.
No.
Somebody else out there could be actually be getting hurt.
Yeah, of course.
If you just let your dog run out by themselves or go out to the bathroom by themselves or anything like that, if you don't have a fenced yard or an invisible fence line, one of those collars or whatever, or you don't live like on a rural cul-de-sac. I mean, obviously, if you're out in the woods, you can do that.
Yeah.
But if you just do it and you have no idea where your animal is, that type of thing, that's all I need to know about you. I'm driving down a very busy road. There are two schools off of this road. It's a residential area. And there's just a dog out running around back and forth across the street, confused. And there's nobody looking for this dog. I had to pull over and go ask a neighbor before somebody else finally came out of the house. I mean, it's like finding a toddler in a dirty diaper in the middle of the street.
It's so scary when you see a dog just wandering around because you don't know what to do.
Right.
You know? So what did you do? Did you go find mommy and daddy?
I went and found a neighbor. And then the neighbor says, yes, it's this house. And then that person sticks their face out of this house. But this is 10 minutes later, literally.
Yeah.
Many cars going by, and the dog, it's only because I saw him that I slowed down. He was very close to the road, and it makes me upset as a dog owner. But also, you know, you see this with kids from time to time where kids are, like, getting picked up, and you're like, what is wrong with people?
Yeah, that's all I need to know about you. Remember when Angry Pinata, there was a little puppy that was just wandering around the street. So I went to go pick it up, and I looked at the name tag, and it said Angry Pinata. And
right.
I was like, oh, my gosh,
you
Angry
returned
Pinata.
The dog,
I
and
did.
They didn't even say thank you.
No, they were just like, oh, there he is.
I'm right.
Like, yep, here he is.
Right.
It's your angry pinata chihuahua.
Right.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Going to the Super Bowl in Miami is a trip of a lifetime, and that's why selecting the right overpriced hotel is incredibly important.
You know, like you said, it is a trip of a lifetime. Most people will never go to a Super Bowl at all. So
right?
If you're going, and it's big money, it's like $6,000 per person, if not more.
Yeah.
And you get a couple tickets to a couple parties, you get a hotel room, you get a ticket to the game, but you have no idea what's actually going to be like when you show up.
It's Anna and Raven. We have selected some hotels down in Miami that are hosting Super Bowl guests this weekend. We're going to tell you a little bit about them and then read their incredible reviews.
Yeah. Sounds good.
First one is the Best Western Aventura. It's a 2.5-star hotel.
Oh, boy.
At the rate for Super Bowl weekend of $450.87.
Seems reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Parking not included.
Nope.
Blue Prairie Dog writes, the bathroom is shabby. Paint is peeling, and the hot water suddenly got very hot while showering. One day, my room was not cleaned. The cloth bag that contained the hairdryer had stains on it, so I put it on the floor to be laundered with the towels. Housekeeper just put it back on the hairdryer.
Oh.
I requested the side of the building that faces the strip club to avoid the noise from I-95,
good,
which is very near the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend that others make a similar request. Checked out early, asked for my receipt to be emailed. Cook said she would do it. Didn't happen.
Anytime a reviewer uses the word shabby, who uses shabby still.
It's an old word.
Shabby.
It is an old-timey word.
Shabby.
Right?
Yeah.
It's you're not being, one you expect.
Do you ever be in a hotel room, though, and then you're taking a shower, and all of a sudden it turns scorching hot?
Scalding
you don't know where.
Hot.
You don't even know where it comes from,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, sometimes that happens in my house. It's scary.
2.5-star reserve, $450 a night. Princess Tivia writes, had an emergency with my family and needed to cancel reservation, but the hotel still took my money for the first night of booking. I understand the policy, but it's not fair if you have a serious reason to cancel. You still get charged over $200. The manager over the phone was rude, but it's cool. People always get their karma. Thumbs down. Linda takes her job very seriously. I'm sure it's all she has to live for.
I mean, basically, Princess Tivia just cursed that woman because she didn't buy her excuse.
Mm. Would you choose Best Western to stay from Miami?
At $450 a night, I'm going to say probably not.
Let's move on to Stadium Hotel in Miami Gardens. This is a 3.5-star hotel.
Oh, this sounds pretty good. Stadium Hotel sounds like it's right there at the stadium.
$954.
What?
Yep.
What?
Uh-huh.
Shamilda Powers writes, the room was very nice. A bit small, but still nice. The jacuzzi, I think she means jacuzzi.
Mm-hmm.
The jacuzzi in the room is not made for two people with meat on their bones, so it was a bit uncomfortable.
What if they had a scale right next to the jacuzzi?
No, stop
and you had to get a certain weight to get into the
You're
jacuzzi.
You're jacuzzi-shaming somebody right now, and that's not fine. And that's not.
Am I the only person grossed out by jacuzzis in hotel rooms?
I know. You really
it's
have
so
to,
nasty.
You
got to
bring Clorox wipes if you actually want to do the prom date thing over again where you've got the heart-shaped
no.
Jacuzzi.
You can't.
I mean, I hate to say it, but if the jacuzzi is that small,
yeah,
is the room that small?
Uh-huh.
Are you that large?
Right.
I'm just, you know.
Hence the scale.
You know what? Make the jacuzzis larger, people.
Jackson wrote, do not visit. Absolutely horrendous customer service. We had arranged something with the hotel that we'd be able to leave our luggage during the game. Upon arrival, we were promptly denied after paying for an Uber. The woman said she would refuse service if we did not leave a good review as a means to blackmail us. It ended up refusing to let us stay as we wouldn't lie about the service. The woman was also extremely rude. Really?
Let's strike
really?
A deal here.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have bag check if you're not actually a guest here. But,
mm-hmm.
but.
We got your cookies?
If we do a trade on your review, maybe we could work something out. Enjoy the game, everybody.
Heading to the Super Bowl, Miami, it's a trip of a lifetime. Here's the thing. Raven and I, throughout the morning, have been looking up these hotels, trying to see how much they cost to get there this weekend.
Right.
And reading the reviews, which seem to be shocking, given the amount of money that you're spending.
As a sports fan, you think to yourself, you know what? Maybe this is the time. My team's going. Maybe I should, you know, come up with the money. It's over $6,000 per person. What do you get? A room, a couple nights. You know, you're not counting on the Ritz, but you get some tickets to the game and a couple parties, but... Some of these are really, really, really scary.
It's Anna and Raven. Let's check out the Roadway Inn in Hollywood. It is a 2-star hotel going for $432 an evening.
Oh, nice.
Let's read the reviews.
Northeast Norm checks in and says, the carpet is so dirty that you don't want to put your feet on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole place is in disrepair. This is really sad for what we paid for this. The staff at the front desk are not very helpful.
Nope.
It's a scary part of town, and the security guard is less than helpful, sitting on the only piece of furniture and telling us that breakfast closed at 9 a.m.
Oh.
Only one working elevator for 7 floors.
Okay. How do you know you're in a bad hotel when there's only one piece of furniture in the entire entranceway?
And the security guard's butt. Is molded
it.
Into it.
Yeah. It's a folding chair, a metal folding chair. Regina Adele writes for the same hotel. I arrived at this hotel after 12 p.m. and there were vagrants hanging around the entrance. I explained to the front desk and Choice Hotels that my daughter's asthma was flaring up due to the conditions of the hotel and I asked for a refund. I was told I could not get a refund. I left and turned in my keys only to be told I checked in, so no refund.
No refund.
The rooms are deplorable. The toilet tissue holder are rusted. Holes in the carpet and that smell that travels with you. I pray they fix this place.
I mean, that's
going to
be really bad when you pray for the future of humankind that
the
rest of this is avoided for the rest of us.
I don't know if I would be the first thing to complain about would be the toilet holder being rusted.
How about a smell that travels with you there? Mm. There's only a few of those really out there.
Yeah, let's check out the Sun and Surf Inn. That's in North Miami. This is a 3-star hotel. It's completely sold out for the Super Bowl,
well, of
but
course
they charge
it is.
About $350 for night, okay?
It sounds very tropical. Sun and Surf Inn, you would think it's wonderful. Boston
yeah.
Bill says not so much. Terrible. We will never stay at this place. Really depressing motel. The towels are worn out. I actually went and bought a towel from the store close by.
Wow.
No hot water. Mm. The number of paper notices and warnings on the reception window blocked from actually seeing a receptionist.
Good.
And I may not have seen anything like that anywhere else. If this motel is for free, I will never stay there ever again.
When the reception looks like a police headquarters. With the amount of postings on it.
A gas station?
Right.
Bulletproof glass?
Yeah, I'm not so sure. Hey, if you're headed to Miami for the Super Bowl, good luck. January continues. Three things you can do, or in this case, visit, to improve your life in 2020. It's Anna and Raven. Today is actually National Plan Your Vacation Day. Joining us, it's Amanda Climax. She's a president of Largay Travel and founder of Please Go Away, pleasegoaway.com. I think a lot of people have this vision of all the places in the world they want to visit, but they don't actually know where to start, where to go, what to do.
And that's where it's so important to talk to somebody who can help you distill all that information, because you get so much on the internet, and it's hard to know what matches up with what you'd like to do.
That's for sure. Yeah. I've seen some beautiful photos, checked in, and been like, what is that growing on the wall? Why is today Book a Vacation Day?
Well, what we're doing is promoting people planning ahead. 76% of people who plan ahead get away versus people who don't. Only about 50% of those people get away. So it is
sad
really important
existence.
To plan.
Right. Yeah. Sad, sad people, Anna Zapp.
In 2018, 768 million vacation days went unused.
Oh, I know. No, we've talked about that. Over 50%.
Yeah.
As much as Anna loves perfect attendance, we both agree. Vacations are necessary.
Right. So if we are planning an exotic destination, where should we go?
Well, the first one that I want to mention is one that's in the news a lot today, which is Australia. You know, only 2% of the areas that are visited by travelers and Americans are affected by the wildfires. So I want people to remember that Australia is still a great viable destination. And when we talk about exotic destinations, this place is rocking. I want to make sure that it stays on people's radar because there will be great pricing. They're going to be encouraging tourism there. And I think it's one that we see the news and it frightens us a little bit from going there, but it's still a great destination.
How long is that flight from JFK?
It's long.
Yeah, it's like a day.
It's a good 24-hour commitment if you're connecting and stuff. So you need to be able to go for at least 10 days to 2 weeks. That's an exotic destination that you want to have plenty of time to visit because there's so much to see.
I would love to go, man, but I am actually so afraid of being on a plane that long.
I actually got an email yesterday. The flight prices are dropping because it's always been on my list. Yeah. It was already $800 less yesterday when I saw it.
Well, and if you calculate in the cost of the massage it's going to take to get you out of the fetal position, I think that you actually, if you budget it in, you're okay.
Yeah.
All right, next place that we can go.
Well, you know what? I think people don't realize that South America really is close for us in that it's on the same time zone or only one or two time zones off. Colombia is a destination that's really emerged for us. And if you're a child of the 80s like I was, we were always afraid of, you know, Colombia with the drug cartel and things
like this. I can't believe
you
said it.
This is an emerging destination that people are going to. Great beach destination with Cartagena, and then you have Bogota, which is a very European city. Great activities, great food, and it really is a wonderful, comfortable destination and safe. I mean, it is no different from a lot of other international cities as far as safety is concerned.
So interesting to hear that.
Mm. Right.
Okay, one more place that we got to visit this year.
Well, I was just in Vietnam and Cambodia, and
I hear the greatest things about Vietnam.
Oh my gosh, it's such a fascinating country, and you learn so much. I mean, when you're in Ho Chi Minh City, which is used to be Saigon, they call it the American War, not the Vietnam War. And what I found so fascinating when you're there is that the people are very open and they are welcoming to Americans. It's an inexpensive place to visit. So you can go there. I mean, in Cambodia, when we were there, we went to see the Angkor Wat temples, which is where Tomb Raider and Angelina Jolie was, you know, in all of her movies. It's so inexpensive. You could get a 5-course meal with drinks and it's $10.
What?
Yeah. So, I mean, these are destinations that, yes,
Anna,
it takes a long, it takes a long time to get there. But I'll tell you, once you do, you get a lot for your money and it's a great destination.
It is National Plan Your Vacation Day. Amanda Climax, president of Largay Travel and founder of PleaseGoAway.com. You can visit her here. Don't waste those vacation days. What's your cooking confession? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. You know, that one time you had to make a cooking decision that was pretty questionable and you weren't really sure what to do?
Yeah, you know, the thing is, myself as a guy, when I'm cooking, it's typically because my wife isn't home because she doesn't really want to endure my cooking. She thinks it would be a sweet gesture, but when the results are questionable.
Mm.
So there's nobody there that I have to take their peril into account. I've stirred a lot of insects into Velveeta cheese and shells. A lot.
Dana and Raven.
It's thick. You can't get anything out of there.
All right. So hypothetically speaking, if you spent hours making the perfect sauce.
Delicious.
But as you dropped the fresh pasta that you spent so much money on.
Bellissimo.
Into the boiling water, you spot out of the corner of your eye two dry dead bugs in the water.
Oh.
Floating with the boiling water and the fresh pasta. Would you A, use the pasta scooper to take them out and say nothing to your family?
Okay.
B, reboil the water and use a lesser pasta that you've had in your pantry for at least 6 months, longer.
99 cents a box.
Yep.
Stock up, people.
Or C, admit the truth to your family, knowing that they will make a big deal out of it and not eat the dinner that you worked all day
Anna,
making.
Why you do this to us? It's upsetting. So it wasn't in the sauce, though. It was in the boiling water.
It was in the boiling water.
You still couldn't get it with the scooper. You couldn't get it with the strainer?
No, it took me a while.
Yeah.
So here's what I did.
Yeah.
If this happened to my family.
Hypothetically speaking. Right.
I took a good amount of time. Now, the dry dead bugs that I had spotted at first, if I had seen them, were very hard to get with the scooper. They were very quick in their state.
Yeah, but they break up, too.
They break, yeah. So the couple legs came flying off.
And then you think you see a leg, but it could be a spice.
Who knows?
It could be
like who knows what it could have been?
I love it.
So I did. I took out the bugs. I said nothing to my family because I knew that, God forbid, my 10-year-old knew that there at some point there were dead dried bugs in this fresh pasta that cost like $6. There was no way she was going to eat the pasta. So that's what I did. Now the question is, what would you have done, Raven?
Well, like I told you, with shells and cheese, I mean, I've done it multiple times. I've just it's so thick you can't get it. It's like paint.
Mm.
It's like when you're painting and all of a sudden there's more gnats and mosquitoes in your house than you ever knew were present before in life because they just all want to land in the paint.
Right.
What is it about paint that's so tasty to mosquitoes?
Yeah, but you don't eat the paint.
Well, that's true.
Right.
I mean, most of the time anyways. Right.
You know what I found to be very interesting? I asked on our Facebook pages, you can search Anna and Raven. A majority of people said that I should have thrown out the entire pot of water and just made the other one.
It's hard to think in that spot, though.
But in Anna's parenting group on Facebook,
yeah,
which is all just like parents, which you're free to join. Please join us at Anna's parenting group on Facebook. A majority of people would have done exactly what I did. Just use the pasta scooper, get them out, and say nothing to your family.
I mean, this is the end of the day, all right? Who knows
yes.
what else is going on before this? You're tired.
Mm.
You're worn down, okay? And you know what?
And I just want that pappardelle.
They're good protein, all right? We're all going to be
disgusting.
Eating crickets down the road.
But it comes to the point where sometimes there's just some parent, there's some cooking things that you do that are somewhat questionable, but you do them anyway and you keep your mouth shut. What did you do? What's your cooking confession? 1-800-330-9999. It's making sauce. I spent all day frying the meatballs and the sauce was so delicious. I even had the fresh pappardelle ready to go. And it was expensive, the fresh pappardelle, because ain't nobody got time to roll out the dough anymore.
They don't give it away.
No. And as I was putting the fresh pappardelle inside the water, I noticed that there was two dried bugs. And it was disgusting. And I thought to myself, if I tell my family there are bugs in here, they're not going to eat it. So I fished it out and I said nothing.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
I didn't realize you actually fished it out. I thought you kept it in there.
No, it took me a while. And like little legs kind of fell off.
Right.
But you know, I feel like,
those kind of look like basil. You don't know.
It's my cooking confession. What's your cooking confession? 1-800-330-9999. Carla wrote on our Facebook page, she made a cake. She had been peeling the icing off during the day and eating it.
What?
But, yeah, her husband called and said one of his friends was coming over for dinner. So she just went and got another thing of frosting and re-iced the cake.
Right.
And served it as dessert.
This is like a patch on your drywall.
Yeah.
You've got a low spot.
Yeah.
You just put more spackle on there.
No
just
big
more
deal.
And more spackle. Right. She actually ate half a piece of the cake, but she just filled it in with frosting.
Just take the knife, you cut that piece
level
right
it off.
Level
it off, and
yeah,
you're good.
Yeah, it's good. 1-800-330-9999. What's your cooking confession? We're going to get to your calls coming up next with Anna and Raven. What's your cooking confession? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's Anna and Raven. I had made the most delicious pot of sauce. I had fried the meatballs all day, nice and slow. I had fresh pappardelle to cook. I put the pappardelle in the boiling water. I salt it, and all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I stop dead in my tracks, and I look in, and among all the bubbles, I see two dead, dried up pretty good significant sized bugs the size of my pinky nail.
Ciao bella, delicious.
So now I'm faced with, do I fish these out and say nothing to my family and serve it? Do I throw away the entire pot of pasta and then have to go into my pantry and get gross old pasta that's sitting there for 9 months? Or do we just eat it?
Yeah. Don't blink an eye.
Yep.
And then don't tell anybody.
Ever.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Here's what I did. I fished it out and said nothing to my family.
Right.
Hypothetically speaking, if that actually even really happened, Paul, husband.
To a friend?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Because, so, you know, Hayden, your daughter, would be frozen.
She would have if she knew, she'd have
she
a heart attack.
It.
She would never eat pasta again. She barely eats anything as it is. 1-800-330-9999. What's your cooking confession?
Years ago, we did a thematic dinner party, Spanish. Spent all day making the paella, the flan. And a friend was helping me serve the flan. After dinner, we went out to the back porch where it was staying cool, and a neighbor dog had come and eaten the corner of one of the pans of flan.
Nice.
We immediately cut the edge away.
Right.
And didn't tell anybody and served the rest of the flan.
Delicious.
Good for you.
Delicious.
I mean, who knows the difference?
Listen, a dog's mouth is very, very sanitary.
I don't believe that,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. People make out with their dogs all
no,
the time.
No, my dog eats
well,
his own, you know.
When you see what some people do, I think the dogs sometimes are.
Hannah and Raven, what's your cooking confession?
Actually, it's not mine, but when I was younger, I used to work for a chocolate company. I can't tell you which one.
Okay.
And they actually have on their book that there is a certain amount of bug paper and hair that is allowed to be mixed into the chocolate.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And mouse feces.
Right? What?
Just a certain amount, though. Just
oh
enough.
Oh, my gosh.
Just enough.
Exactly. So, you know what? You did a great job. I'd have taken a coffee cup, grabbed a scoop of water with the bug, added a little bit more hot water, and enjoy.
Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. Somebody just saying I'm not crazy. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your cooking confession?
Good morning. I was making a tuna macaroni dish, and I made all the tuna. Everything was ready. I put in the first can of tuna, mixed it up. I put it in the second one, and as I turned the can over, I saw there was a little dent in there. And I was like, hey, you know, about dented cans. And I kind of ignored it, but I heard it in my head. And I was the only one that ate it. And 10 hours later, I got sick as a dog, and I was sick for 19 days, lost 21 pounds.
From a dent?
Wait a minute.
I don't know, but I mean, I ate that tuna casserole that night before.
Wait a minute.
And the next 10 hours later, I got sick, and I didn't stop.
If you're telling me that I can lose 19
days.
Pounds by looking for
right.
the cans that
you're
going
to go look in the dented section right now today.
I mean, I'm going to live at Stop and Shop for the next 6 hours going through their entire canned food aisle. And on Raven, what's your cooking confession?
Years ago for Christmas, on Christmas Day, I had left my leg of lamb in the cold garage ready to go in the oven a couple of hours. When I went out to get the lamb, the garage door had been left open. A cat bit into the lamb. I said... my husband and I decided, you know what? When it's cooked the way it's going to be cooked,
right, it'll be
nothing
clean.
Nothing will be wrong.
That's
right.
Fine.
It'll be sterile.
Right.
Then.
Yeah.
So we decided not to tell anybody. However, after all the champagne and wine on Christmas Day, I blurted out the truth. Nobody minded because of all the champagne and wine.
That's fantastic. I just like to imagine them all sitting around the dinner table and the cat in the window from outside staring at them. And people going, is that your cat? And you're going, no, we don't have a cat.
Right.
Well, what's his problem, man?
Here's my new thing. I just think about Naked and Afraid. And I think, like, do you think those people care if a cat took a
right.
bite of their leg of lamb?
Right.
No.
Put it back over the fire. We're good.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm ready to take on the Catalina wine mixer.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
My t-shirt's stuck to my sweater, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Are you asking me for a divorce?
Yeah!
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven.
Hey, Cindy, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Cindy.
Okay, Cindy. Raven is walking out of here. When that big old studio door closes, he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in. I'm going to ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it does go to Raven. But if you can beat him, we give you a $100 gift card to Dunkin'. You ready to do it?
I am ready.
Okay, number 1, Bad Boys for Life. Number 1 at the box office for the 2nd straight week. The Gentleman came in 2nd. Madonna's ex-husband directed The Gentleman. Who is he?
Sean Penn.
Number two, Halsey showed off her cheerleader moves on SNL this past weekend, mimicking a cheerleading show currently on Netflix with Navarro College. What's the name of that show?
Oh, gosh. I have no clue.
Number three, a new Vermont bill would allow drivers to put emojis on their license plate. Who is the Vermont senator running for president?
Bernie Sanders.
Number four, on America's Got Talent, The Champions, a seven-year-old comedian threw some serious shade at the judges. Name two of the four current judges.
Howie Mandel and Simon Cowell.
And number five, Frank Sinatra's Golden Toilet sold at auction for $4,250. Both Woody Allen and Frank Sinatra were married at one point to the same actress. Who is she?
Oh, God. Debbie Reynolds?
All right, let me bring Raven back in. Raven! Hold on. He's not looking at me. There he is.
Okay. No.
Cindy got 2 out of 5.
That's not too good, Cindy. Let's see how I do.
All right, number one.
Oh, my goodness. It's horrible.
That's all right. You tried, Cindy. That's all we care. Number one, Bad Boys for Life. Number one at the box office for the second straight week. The Gentlemen came in behind them. Madonna's ex-husband directed The Gentlemen. Who is he?
Guy Ritchie.
Guy Ritchie is correct.
Look forward to checking it out.
It looks good. Number two, Halsey showed off her cheerleader moves on SNL this past weekend, mimicking a cheerleading show currently on Netflix with Navarro College. What's the name of that show?
Cheer.
Cheer is also correct. You guys are tied at two. I'm obsessed with Cheer. I just finished it last night. I'm not going to tell you what happens.
Don't. I hear it's good.
It's really great. Number three, a new Vermont bill would allow drivers to put emojis on their license plate. Who is the Vermont senator running for president?
I mean, there's just too much freedom for some people, right? Bernie Sanders?
Bernie Sanders is correct. He's beaches, Cindy, but let's finish up.
Hippies?
Number four. That's not nice. Just they want to put emojis on their things. What if we just put, like, at signs, exclamation points?
Hippie millennials.
Asterisks.
Nope.
Okay. On America's Got Talent, The Champions, a seven-year-old comedian threw some serious shade at the judges. Name two out of the four current judges.
The current judges, Simon Cowell.
Yes.
Right. And, this is trickier than I thought somebody was back. I'm just going to go with Howie Mandel. Is he still there?
Yeah. Simon and Howie are both there. Heidi Klum is still there. Alicia Dixon took spot number four, replaced Mel B.
Thought Heidi Klum. Yeah.
Right. And number five, Frank Sinatra's Golden Toilet sold for $4,250 at auction. Both Woody Allen and Frank Sinatra were married to the same actress. Who is she?
Going to be Mia Farrow.
Mia Farrow is correct. I should also know that it wasn't at the same time. It was at separate times they were married to her.
Yeah, she probably would have been better off if it was at the same time. Just stay with old Blue Eyes.
Yeah. Actually, in her memoir, she wrote a lot of nice things about him, including that he threatened to break Woody Allen's legs.
Yeah, and he meant it.
Yeah,
yeah.
When he found out what she had done.
And if you start with Frank, you get the rest of the Rat Pack, so it's possibly an effect.
We'll have another chance for you to beat Raven coming up tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. And make sure you get the cheat sheet coming up in the 5 o'clock hour today. It's the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions.
Better luck next time.